interesting is, are you aware of the fact that David Rockefeller and Gianni Agnelli and Umberto Agnelli have died in the past year? Rockefeller last night.
You're kidding. David Rockefeller died last night?
That's right.
David, have you heard that?
No, I hadn't. It's news to me.
That is ultra massive.
Yeah, massive. I was trying to get through to you for an hour to let you know that, because Agnelli, both of them, the brother died at 62, that's Umberto, and then Gianni Agnelli died at 67 last year, and these are all major Illuminati guys. Rockefeller died last night at 94.
Well, I don't even know. I mean, a lot of the evidence I have seen is that they staged their deaths. Because they obviously can't come walking out looking much younger because of all the advanced technologies that they have. No, I know those technologies. That's real. We can demonstrate that, David.
Maybe there's a little reptilian in there.
Okay, well, maybe there's an Easter
Bunny. I have no problem with that technology at all, because once you have an advanced knowledge of how things work, what seems impossible to the population and ludicrous and ridiculous suddenly becomes perfectly possible.
Okay, thanks for the call, Brooke. Well, I know they've got life extension technologies. I know the technology we see is at least 30 years old. I mean, that's admitted.
I tell you, I'm interested just very quickly on that question, though, Alex. When you look, and this is mainstream science, when you look at the character traits that we supposedly get from the reptilian brain, which is the oldest part of the brain, they are the Illuminati to a T. It's cold-blooded behavior, behaving in ways that have no empathy with the consequences of people of your actions. A belief in top-down power over structures, a belief in might is right, a belief in territorialism, this is mine and no one else can have it. All these things and more, whatever you believe or don't believe about the reptilian aspect of this, the reptilian brain contains the character traits of the Illuminati.
Well, it is just science that, you know, we've got that part of our brain. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Colorado. Rick, you're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'd like to commend both of y'all for your fight against this infrastructure that exists today, pretty much. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
But I do want to say that I agree with David on the fact that religion has divided the people in this country. And I would like for him to expound a little bit more on the fact that various Jesus figures have appeared throughout history, pretty much, throughout the many religions. And this tells
well, that's what
very
the New
similar.
Age says, but I've looked at it. There's a big difference between Jesus Christ and Buddha. But thanks for the call, David.
Well, there's a big difference between Jesus Christ and Buddha, but when you look at entities worshipped pre-Christianity, like Mithra, like Tammuz, etc., and others, there's tremendous similarities. In fact, ludicrously similar concepts. And the reason, for instance, that we have Jesus being given the birthday of December the 25th and many of these other pre-Christian entities also is because they relate to the sun, the worship of the sun.
Well, now, all of that is true, but they say the occult came in and changed those dates. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, David. It's really a pleasure to speak with you. I've been following your work since like 1999. I've read your last four books. The work that you and Alex do has totally consumed and changed my life. I've started my own organization called Truth, Teaching and Researching United States Treasonous Hierarchy. And at the risk of sounding like Cousin Eddie in the Vegas Vacation, I'd take a bullet for either one of you guys.
I tell you what, Tim, that's exactly what we need, is for people to pick the baton up and run with it. Because there isn't one baton here, there's as many as we want to create. And when people ask the question, what can little me do? Well, we can do whatever we choose to do. We can make a difference, or we can sit down making excuses why we can't.
We got a break. We'll come right back, take a few final calls. Ideal legislation, documents, human history, what elites have done in the past, what they're setting up today, the government openly saying they may want to suspend the election, the giant prisons being built everywhere, the Federal Reserve being private. I can prove 100% all of that. Now, is there a lot of things that have been hidden from us, a lot of amazing things that show the truth is stranger than fiction? Undoubtedly, yes, that's the case. We don't know a lot. But I do know this New World Order is evil and a fraud. I would just challenge people to research everything for yourselves and to keep up, you know, to keep an open mind, but also to, you know, not believe everything I say or anybody else says. Check it out for yourself. But David Icke is, you know, a real force out there in the world. And I agree with him when he says you can be a force in the world. You can take action. I know you can do things. I know you can affect change, whether it's for good or bad. So let's try to jam a few final calls in here. Then we're going to have Bev Harris on with something that is totally documented, the stealing of elections, the fraud, the electronic voting machines. But real quick, and I mean quickly, callers, Anthony in Ohio, you're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Go ahead.
Hi, David, everybody. Great to talk to you. I wanted to talk about abrupt climate change and that Pentagon report that came out in February where they predicted the UK would be as like Siberia within 20 years or so. I wanted to know if David...
And notice there's a movie out at the very same time and saying the UN needs to take over. We need to have a world tax to save us. I mean, yes, does the Earth change? Yes, but are they using this for propaganda right now? Yes. I mean, first it was global warming, now it's cooling. Comments, David?
No more to say, really, except that, you know, I agree with you. It's another massive con. In fact, there's a famous environmentalist in Britain who's come out very recently, last week or so, who's actually showing that the whole foundation of the theory of global warming, i.e. the so-called greenhouse gases, is impossible.
But the problem is the globalists can manipulate the weather themselves and create spot crises and then go, oh, give up your rights. Problem, reaction, solution. Thanks for the call, Anthony. Sean in Colorado. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My question is for David here. I see in the Bible a lot of it is written, it's over two-thirds is written on faith and love. And I do believe that half of Jesus' message is faith, and if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move the mountain with your mind. You can walk on water. You can take a fish and a loaf of bread and feed 1,000 people. Now, my question to you is this. Where does faith come into your picture?
Well, faith is belief, and belief creates and constructs reality. Mainstream scientific research concur with. We construct reality on the basis of our belief. Psychological experiments have shown that up to and sometimes more than 50% of the detail that enters the eyes is reconstructed by the brain before it hits the visual cortex and becomes the world we think is around us. Get someone's belief and they will construct that reality. Yes, that makes absolute sense with you if you want to connect belief and faith.
Okay, gotta let that caller go. We'll get to Bernard and Brad, but I'm sorry, not with David. He's got to go in 1 minute. We've got another guest coming on real quick with an update on the electronic voting machines. But John in Tennessee, last caller for David. Go ahead.
I want to apologize for David Icke. I lived in England for 10 years with the Air Force and British Motorsport. And the reason so many Europeans are not religious is because the Illuminati and Jewish Freemasons infiltrated government and used state religion for taxation and genocide. So that turns people off. The Church of England was invented by King Henry VIII to legalize divorce so he could cut off his wives' heads, and he banned the English Bible. Even the word Christianity is a Jewish invention under penalty of death, since Jesus' real name was Yahshua, and God's real name is Yahweh. And England was the first Christian nation, not Israel or Italy. As for New Age science, ESP is just prayer and radio waves. Atoms can never be destroyed by explosions or time, according to every scientist on Earth. And so-called Christians who love George Bush believe God is so powerless that he can't control time and space and can't control evolution via genetics and DNA. So Jewish communism is an atheist religion, and that's how the Illuminati divide and conquer.
Okay, John, thanks for the call. I don't agree that Jews run the New World Order. I think evil people do. David Icke, final comments?
I would agree with that in this sense that one of the great defense mechanisms that the Illuminati use against researchers is when you mention the Rothschilds, they scream anti-Semite. Shabbat, a number of events shut down over the years because people have targeted venues and said that I'm going to say it's all a great Jewish plot because I mentioned the Rothschilds. The Illuminati work through all races, and they use them, and then they discard them, just like they do with individuals. This is beyond Earth races, this whole story, and those that blame just the Jews just forget that Jewish people as a whole have been victims of this Illuminati over the centuries and not perpetrators of it. But are some of the members of the, like the Rothschilds, call themselves Jewish? Yes. But doesn't mean it's a Jewish plot.
All right, David Icke, very interesting 2 hours. Thanks for coming on, and I hope to have you back up sometime.
Pleasure, Alex. All the best, mate.
Take care. All right, folks, you wanted it. Hundreds of emails. Have David Icke on. We did it. I don't agree with some of the things he has to say, obviously, but if it gets you thinking...